In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Psalm 118, the fifth verse. The psalmist is saying that he wants something. Would that I. It's like a wish. But how do Christians wish for things? Or should we even say that Christians wish for things? Christians desire things. Just a moment before he said this, he says, thou hast enjoined thy commandments that we should keep them most diligently. And now he is saying from the depths of his heart, would that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. In other words, not all of his ways are keeping the Lord's statutes. This is a confession of sin and a desire to change. This is how a Christian has, shall we say, a wish or a desire. He wants something and he desires it with all his heart, and he combines this desire with action. Now, in our day and age, many times our wishing for something is rather empty. It's like, I wish I could pray more. Well, then start praying more. You know, I wish I wouldn't be so stubborn or so lazy. Well, are you doing anything whatsoever to be less stubborn and less lazy? Anything. If we're not, then we're really just wishing, like wishing upon a star. That's not what Christians do. Christians say, would that my ways would be changed. This is what the psalmist is saying. And this is why this psalm is so powerful, because it's filled with expressions like this that come from the depths of the soul. Now the question is this what we fervently desire? I would submit to you that you have to cultivate this desire. I do. I don't think you're any different. Sometimes it's not what we fervently desire. Sometimes we fervently desire being lazy. Sometimes we fervently desire being angry. Sometimes we don't want to put our ways in concert with God's ways. So this is what the psalmist is saying. Would that it would be every time that my ways are directed to keep thy statutes. And of course, this is describing that important aspect of our faith that we must understand and that isn't understood well. Synergy. Our actions are amplified and helped by God. Without our effort, we will not get good. It will not happen, period. Without God's grace, nothing is possible. So we must have our actions. God's grace is then attracted to our actions and helps us. Perhaps sometimes in ways we don't understand, perhaps in ways that don't make it immediately evident that we're getting better. But the Lord will help us if we make the effort. And this psalm verse is saying that. Now, God will answer. You have to be listening for it. When I started thinking about talking about the various verses of this most beloved of psalms for me, I thought I had personal feelings that come through in every verse, in this one too. So I'll share with you. And God forgive me if it's a little too much. Would that my ways were directed. Well, you know, the Lord's answering that prayer. He's answering that prayer by waking me up at very odd hours of the day and the night. Excuse me, in the night. So like I might wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden I'm wide awake. And I'd say a good percentage of that time I'm sensible enough to actually get up and pray. When all is quiet, and when my thoughts are collected. And usually it's just simple. Usually it's just the Jesus Prayer. And it's a great blessing to wake up, maybe for an hour or 2 hours, sometimes a little bit more. Usually it's a short period of time, an hour, 2 hours, three, and then I fall asleep again. I seem to be doing okay with that happening. And I'll tell you, sometimes he wakes me up, and I don't get up. And things don't go so well when that happens. Because I really want to get up. I mean, there's a piece of me that wants to get out. There's a piece of me that doesn't, too. So I remember this verse sometimes. I remembered it this morning. I didn't get up as early as I wanted to. I woke up, and then I didn't get up right away. I'm not saying that anybody has to get up right away. For me, this is how God is answering this prayer. He's saying, okay, you want your ways to be directed to follow my statutes? I'm going to wake you up at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. And get up, pray, before all the noise of the day starts happening. So that's what's happening to me. I'm not recommending it necessarily for everyone. It's not a directive to you. But there will be things like that in your life. God will show it to you. You want your ways to be directed to keep his statutes? Maybe God will bring a difficult person into your life. Now that's a difficult answer to prayer. You want to learn to be patient? What happens if he brings someone in your life that is really vexing? That is part of the answer. And if we pray this psalm and the psalms like it and prayers like it with intensity and with honesty, then when something happens in our life, we will take it as God reaching out to us and answering us. Now, what are my ways? It's the way things I do, the things I value, the things that I think about. The point is to change them. The point is to know that our ways are not God's ways, but they should be God's ways. Now, of course, we can never have our ways exactly like God. But the point is to try. As Christians, we are supposed to aim for perfection. And we are supposed to feel a deep sense of sadness when we do not have this perfection. That's what the psalmist is saying. He's sad that he doesn't have all of his ways directed to keep the statutes of his Lord. Now, what we should not feel when we have this feeling is feeling overwhelmed. I'm no good. I can never do this. You know, I'm always terrible at prayer. I'm terribly organized. I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other thing. That's just vanity. That's just pride. Instead, we say, like the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, with confidence, and the Lord will help us. We should never feel overwhelmed. When we do, that's a sign of lack of faith. Now, I felt that feeling many times. It's always wrong. We should never feel overwhelmed because the Lord is always with us. The Lord will help us. When it comes to works of piety, when it comes to the virtues, we should never be saying, I can't do this. No. The whole point of your life is to learn how to do this. Don't say you can't do this. Say, God, help me to do this. Direct me to do this. Now, if we really pray this prayer with honesty, then we will direct our life in all ways so that things that need to change will change. And I was thinking about this. Many times as a confessor, I hear someone confess a sin, and then I give suggestions. It's not rocket science, really, but suggestions about things that they should be doing. And I find over time, they're not doing these things. The sin itself, maybe they can't conquer. But the things that will strengthen them to be able to conquer the sin, those things they can do. So I'll give you an example. Let's say a person has problems with some kind of sexual sin. Those things are very difficult if a person is addicted to some sexual sin. There's lots of them out there. And Orthodox Christians are not immune to them. And so a person is addicted to a sexual sin. Of course, there's a shame factor associated with that. So sometimes it's even difficult to confess it. So if they've got to get over that. But also, if you have problems with a sexual sin, don't be watching any bad or suggestive movies. Certainly no pornography. No coarse jokes. None of those stupid TV shows, even the things that just basically rot out brain cells that are stupid and moronic, that hurts. You want to fill your mind with good things. You want to pray. You want to fast, of course. If somebody comes up and confesses a sexual sin and they're not fasting, that's the first thing they got to start doing. And if you don't do it well, you got to do it a little bit better. And maybe after you do it a little bit better for a month or 2 months or three, you do it a little bit better than that. And it will help. Get up early enough to come to church on time. All of these things would be helping a person to repent of a sexual sin, even if there's still it's an ongoing problem. That's how we say, would that my ways are directed to keep thy statutes. It works with other things too, just about any sin, every sin really. Slander, gossip, remembering wrongs are all kind of different sides of the same sin. What are you going to do? Well, the first thing I always tell people and myself, pray for that person. If you're not praying for a person that you have difficult in your thoughts with, then you're a fool. You're not going to get better. Fast for them, even if they don't, quote unquote, deserve it. Maybe fast on Monday for them or something like that. Make an extra sacrifice. Another thing is, people have told me before, they think that this is hypocritical. Be kind to them. I don't feel it in my heart. It doesn't matter what you feel in your heart. Do what is right. And what is, if you do what is right on the outside, then God will help you change the inside. That's all what we must do. We must desire to have our ways corrected, and then we must go about doing it. Maybe the exact thing that you want to change isn't getting changed. But you can change things in your life to strengthen you. And God will see your desire and he will help you. Absolutely, he will help you. Would that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.